It's 8:45, live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And if God were to decide that the Ten Commandments needed to be updated, he pops down to Earth to give him a good rewrite and tell us all about it, well, he might show up in the persona of Ablan Roblin, who is our actor with us today from the Blue Barn Theater and the star of An Act of God. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us.
Have I hit the premise right on this
new
plan?
You have. Yes. God has grown weary of the Ten Commandments and has decided to bless us with his presence by personifying me and rewriting and sharing his new commandments with Omaha in particular.
Spectacular, and I'm glad we're the first.
Yeah, that's right.
I think very
Omaha
good.
Omaha is the hub.
Yeah, good for the city as a whole.
That's right.
And one of the reasons why we've become such a business capital, I think.
It's all by my infinite design.
That's right. The good Lord himself blessing us here. This is a comedy.
It is a comedy.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to, can you talk about the playwright a little bit? Because it's kind of neat, the genesis of how this play came to be.
Yeah, genesis, good word. I like that. So David Javerbaum is a playwright. He was and I believe is still one of the writers for The Daily Show. And he had a Twitter account called, The Tweet of God, and as he kind of developed that, he wrote a book, it developed into a book, and then eventually evolved into a Broadway play and got traction. It's very witty, it's funny, there's some touching moments, there's a bit of improv, it's a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun to do it, and I can't wait to have an opportunity to have audiences so they participate as well.
Sure. It opens November 23rd at the Blue Barn Theater. And, of course, any information on that can be found at bluebarn.org. As an actor playing God, George Burns was almost perfectly cast in a role of God. How do you approach playing the good Lord himself?
Well, that's a great question. In this particular play, there's a great sense of fun. He has an enormous amount of fun playing with his audience, playing with the idea of how and why he's changing what he's changing. And I think that's the best way, or the most impactful way I felt approaching this character is just having a great time and approaching it with a great sense of humor.
I am smiling when I say this, but no kidding, in playing God, and as you've done this for weeks now, do you view humanity a little differently? Or do you still flip the bird when you're in traffic?
Oh no, I still have random acts of smiting, but no, I think it's It is very interesting because he has a revelation as he goes through the show, and that is uplifting in a lot of ways. And I found myself asking a lot of questions that, you know, normally you just kind of store in the back of your head, and, you know, I guess I'll get to that when I'm 80. I think it's brought some of those things to the forefront. And it's been great. It's been a lot of fun, to kind of lean into that and, you know, mix it up.
Let's see. There are. It's not just God himself, although you could carry an entire show that way. But there are other characters as well. Michael, the Archangel Michael, and Gabriel, both those two heavyweights.
Yes, they're fantastic actors playing the roles. Raydell Cordell and Teresa Sindelar, two hysterical actors, and they are my wingmen, my genassistants, if thou shalt. And they come down to assist me in changing and rewriting the Ten Commandments, and it's great. They're wonderful, very very funny actors.
That's great. You've mentioned that one of the things you're very much looking forward to is having an audience there, because, and I think with any comedy, what really makes it come to life is the interaction, timing the laughs, and that type of thing. But as you wind down rehearsals and get going, what else are you looking forward to regarding the run of this show, this role, and as you continue to explore developing it?
I think the thing that I'm really looking forward to the most is momentum. Just, you know, getting in the rhythm of the show, getting into the interactive quality of the audience. I mean, that's really like the last character added to the script. So there's a momentum and an energy that you sort of establish, and I'm really looking forward to sort of launching into that, you know, and seeing where it goes.
Sure.
You know, because every night, that's the wonderful thing about live theater. Every night is I mean, it's not different, but it is in a way. There are some things, especially in this show.
It's a new creation every single night. Yeah. An Act of God. It opens November 23rd at the Blue Barn Theater. Runs through December 16th. Information can be found at bluebarn.org. Ablon Roblin, thank you so much for stopping by. Appreciate it. Morning Edition continues right now. It's